heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and how to integrate faith into all the areas of our lives. And we'd like to start the program with a scripture reading. Today's scripture, we are going to start with the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. We're going to pick it up in verse 34. This section is known as the most important commandment. It goes like this. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Again, that's Matthew chapter 22. So thank you so much for joining us today on the program. We're going to talk about that part of the Bible later in the show. We'll also share some testimonies and faith journeys, and it's intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, so you can go to iTunes and search Everyday Faith Radio, or we also have a website. It's mark5ministries.com. And please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we would love to pray for you no matter what you're going through, because according to 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. Thanks again for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us.
News and sports sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you're having a great day. With us on the program, my good friend and often co-pilot Joe Jenkins is with us. Joe, thanks for being back with us.
Jeff, it's always a pleasure to be with you, fellow kicker, fellow yeah. UVA alum. Great football season we're having this year. I'm just all fired up.
Yeah, we're all excited. All us ex-football players are, well, I guess we're ex-football players. We're really, I'm wearing my my little saber pin. We're yeah. bowl eligible.
Yeah, people say, did you play football at Virginia? I said, no, I was just a kicker. But we did score some points for them, so I guess they did like us a little bit, but we sure had to. We were ostracized in a lot of ways.
Yeah, kickers, that'll keep you humble, that's for sure. Yeah. Joe, I want to thank you on air here. You have been really clutch for me. Some of our listeners know this. Joe is very gifted musically, plays the guitar. He's going to sing for us some on the program today. But I had the high honor of doing the eulogy at Pat Jensen's funeral. Sister Pat, God rest her soul. She's been such a good friend. It was about a month ago she passed away from cancer. And I asked Joe if he would play some music for us at her celebration of life. And Joe, you just stepped up so big. I was so nervous to deliver the message that day. But listening to you perform and just the fact that you were willing to do that and say yes, because it's been so easy for you to say no, I'm too busy, but you were there as a friend, and it meant a whole lot to me.
You know, years ago, I might have said no, but then, you know, the Lord revealed to me, I gave you this gift, and I intend for you to use it and not cover it up. And so I generally, when somebody asks me to play, I'll play. I mean, make a joyful noise or whatever. There are no huge aspirations of playing on any big stages. It's just something I love to do, and I love to pour my heart into it.
Well, let me try to connect that back to the scripture that we talked about on the program. Jesus was asked, and the Pharisees were trying to trap him, and they asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" And Jesus answers, he gives them actually two answers to their one question. He says, "You must love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind," which is a direct quote from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. And then he says, and a second and equally important, "Love your neighbor as yourself," which is a passage from Leviticus. But where I'm going with this is in my life, the little whisper that I've received is that I think for any of us that accept that opportunity to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, you can do that through your talents. Mm-hmm. So, like for me, I do real estate as a profession. I can love God as I broker real estate to the best of my ability. I can love God being the best husband to my wife that I can be. I can love God through being a great father, or really, really pouring into my children, pouring into my neighbor. And I just take that for you. I see how you are able to love God through your obedience, as you said, when somebody asks you to play, and particularly in a faith environment, that you step up and do it. I think it's an act of love.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I think I read something a few years ago about a guy named Brother Lawrence, a monk who was pretty much a custodian and dishwasher. And, you know, he basically did his job as though he was doing it for the Lord. Mm-hmm. So he did it joyfully. Mm-hmm. He didn't complain about having to wash dishes or whatever. And that was such an inspiration to the people around him. It just let the light of Jesus shine, you know, to others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this world is full of trouble and hardship. And I've said it before, it's just, you know, what people have to endure this side of heaven is unbelievable. And the only thing that really can get you through it all is a faith in Jesus. And God made it so simple that all you have to do is profess that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died and was raised for you. And you're marked with a seal for eternity. Mm-hmm. And it's really that easy, mm-hmm. you know, because this world is really full of hardship and tragedy. Mm-hmm. And it's all around us. We've experienced that in the last month or two with the losses that we've had to see around us, mm-hmm. young people dying, mm-hmm. cancer eating people alive. And, you know, those kind of things, you ask people about that and, you know, they said, "I didn't even see it coming. I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor and, you know, I got this bad report and I didn't feel that bad, you know," and it just comes from nowhere. Mm-hmm. And so it's your faith and trust in the Lord that this life is so temporary and you've got eternity on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love the quote. It's actually, it's not a biblical quote. It comes actually from Dr. Martin Luther King when it comes to faith. Oftentimes, we feel like we need to have everything figured out before we are ready to say yes. And Dr. King said, oftentimes you can't see the whole staircase, but you just have to take the first step. Mm-hmm. And I've found as you take your steps in faith and you go ahead and say yes to Jesus, that gosh, you will start to change from the inside out. And I think there's that word in the Bible that gets misconstrued, but they really call it repentance. It's really kind of a instead of walking down this road, I'm going to change and walk down this road. And it's a desire for us to want to change, but it's Jesus who does the changing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we have to remember is that we got to get our stupid pride out of the way and humbly go before him so that we are like putty in his hands and he can mold us and shape us the way he wants to, rather than us choosing our own road to walk in life, which I've chosen my road. I chose my road a long time ago, and it clearly was one that led to a lot of heartache in my life, and that's when I had to lay it all down and ask Jesus for forgiveness and repent. And that's when he can begin his work in us, which is not going to stop, you know, while we are alive. It's going to continue until the day we die.
And God is so faithful.
Yes.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We have Joe Jenkins with us on the program. And Joe, will you play us a tune, my friend?
I'd love to. Thank you. It's one by Chris Tomlin. Everybody loves him. But I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame when you came for me. Couldn't run from his presence. Couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me. He loves me. He is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, he is for me. It was a fire deep in my soul. I'll never be the same. I stepped out of the dark into the light. When he called my name, I couldn't run from his presence. Couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Cross where he died for me, my only hope, my everything. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. How can it be that you love me? You are for me.
Joe Jenkins on the guitar and the vocals. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Everyday Faith Radio in just a moment.
News and sports sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning with us on the program. My good friend Joe Jenkins is with us. And Joe, we just had Pat Jensen's funeral a month ago, and then just a little over a week ago, I just can't believe it, we have Joanne Walker's funeral. And let's just talk about Joanne. What a special woman. 56 years old, cancer gets her. She just was such an inspiration to so many people, and what a great friend. Had so many people that considered her their best friend. I mean, it's just the kind of lady that she was. And she survived by her two wonderful children and an amazing husband, Mac Walker. But let's talk about Joanne. What comes to mind for you when you think about her faith journey, and just kind of what comes to mind? What lasting thoughts do you have about Joanne?
When you grow up in Charlottesville and you are around the family, most of my adult life, I came here to Virginia in the 70s, and her dad was the pro at Farmington Country Club, and sometimes when the football players would want to go play golf, we'd go and beg him, and he would let us sneak out on the back on the East Nine. And you know, then you get to know the family, and then Joanne. The thing I remember most about her was my son was swimming for Glenmore to start with, and then he moved to the city swim team. But at all the swim events that I can remember, whether they were the year-end JSL championships or whether it was a meet between Glenmore and the city, I remember Joanne constantly being all out there just doing the timing and being a volunteer doing all that work. And you know, as her faith journey I think began, and I really wasn't around, but I heard, you know, from, you know, Mac how she had such an impact on his life, that he saw such a beauty and a peace about her that motivated him to check it out. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, another soul is saved for the kingdom.
Amen.
And how it turned, you know, their family around, their marriage around, and how it was just so much sweeter for Mac to have seen that change occur in her.
You know, and for me, you know, I have lots of memories of Joanne, but I think she got it a lot from her parents, particularly her father, her positive spirit. You know, that father, Mr. Snyder, was amazing. John Snyder, amazingly positive man, positive mindset. And Joanne took that. And then when her faith really exploded, when you had this positive attitude that collided with this incredibly strong faith life, it just started overflowing. And when you were around that woman, I mean, she just had an impact on so many people. And she wasn't too busy to stop and ask you what was going on in your life or kind of what's bothering you or, you know, what are your concerns. She was really sweet that way.
When I went to the memorial service and Mac was talking about, like, he would take her to the grocery store and they would be in line, and all of a sudden she would be bringing up to the cashier, "Well, how are you doing? What's going on in your life?" And all of a sudden, you know, there was this long line of people that gathered behind them in line trying to check out. But Joanne was such a she didn't care about all the people behind. She was worried about the cashier making sure she was okay. Yes. And if there was a problem going on in her life, she wanted to do what she could to help. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that, I think where we as Christians need to be more like that. I know when I'm supposed to be out visiting somebody in a nursing home, mm-hmm. or I'm supposed to visit a family member, and I always don't make time to do it, and I feel guilty that I don't. She never did that. She understood the value of living out what you profess.
Joanne Walker, we miss her incredibly. And to the Walker-Snyder family, we're praying for you guys because we know the pain. But let's talk now about, in your life, Joe, think about a time when, you know, there was significant pain, and during that time, Jesus entered into the pain with you, and it was a time when you really felt like he reached down and kind of rescued you out of the pit. Is there anything that kind of comes to mind real quick on that?
Yeah, Jeff, I was, we had spoken earlier about some of my history and work history here in Charlottesville, and I was working at a restaurant. And I was worked as a manager there for about 3 years. And I used to think about, well, not think about, I went out in back of the restaurant like at 10:30 or 11 o'clock that in the evenings and just prayed to God that he would take me out of that environment and find, you know, help me find something, some kind of gainful employment away from that. And little did I know that God's way and my way of thinking about how he should have worked that plan out substantially different, because wasn't long after that that the owner of the restaurant came to me and said, we don't need you anymore. So that wasn't exactly how I thought this plan was going to play out. I thought that God would bring another opportunity, drop it in my lap like I wanted it to happen, and I would live happily ever after. And there was a month that went by that I went home, and you know, it's like I had I felt like, okay, I've been rejected. I mean, I'm not any good. And it was the wrong way of thinking. It was really Satan was trying to just destroy me and destroy my mind and destroy my hope at the time. And so I took a month and just kind of laid it down before the Lord and said, okay, Lord, this is where I'm at. And I just started reading the Bible, started reading, you know, some books. And shortly after that, I ran into a fellow at the Fashion Square Mall here who was in, was one of the principals of an insurance agency. And he said, well, what are you doing? And I told him, you know, I was kind of not doing anything. He said, well, please come talk to me. And all of a sudden, the steps were laid down before me to get into insurance, which I am in now and have been since 1984. So, you know, I had to, like, step out of the boat and into the water and really didn't know where that was going to take me. And the Lord, you know, now I'm 62 years old, and, you know, I see the blessing that he had for me, waiting for me as a result of just taking a step in faith. And I wish I had taken more steps in faith, you know. And I think we're always reluctant and fearful, and God wants to take that fear away. He says, give it to me.
I was trying to find a passage in Proverbs, but I came along this. This is Job chapter 22, 28. You will decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Joe Jenkins, oftentimes it's painful when we go through the pruning process, but you learn on the back end of that when you really, you know, as Dr. King said, when you take the first step and you can't see the whole staircase. But you learn on the back end of that that pruning, as painful as it is just preparing you for new growth.
Yeah, yeah, it is preparing you for new growth. And the thing is when you're walking through it, you can't really understand it because you can't see very far. You don't have any wisdom. You don't have that. But you do have to step in faith. And I have been one of those people, you know, just confessing it right up front. I am weak. I have been weak in faith in a lot of my life. And I thank God he's honored that weakness and said, here, my son, let me carry you. You know, if you just turn it over to me. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing for people to do because they want to be in control of their life, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Oh, Joe Jenkins, will you play us another song? Play us out, my friend.
Sure. I'll do Amazing Grace.
Yes.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Joe Jenkins, thank you so much for being on the show. To all of our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in, and to the one person who's listening today, maybe you're going through some hardships, some tough things in your life, and you've been trying to do it yourself all this time. Today's the day. Say yes to Jesus. You'll never be the same. It'll be the greatest day of your life. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you all next week. Joe, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Jeff.